a variety of cultures, red in a Devonshire apple orchard. The words by my friend Alec Finley, read by me, Tamara Colchester. After John Butterworth, we used to say, culture is a matter of taste and variety. Taste is subjective and varies according to soil and climate. Orchards are a product of classical humanism and vernacular tradition. The apple is the greatest product of English culture. Fruit offers a rounded history. Some believe that civilization and styles of cultivation rise and fall together. An orchard is a wood infused with blossom. An orchard is an archive of locality. Cultivars only thrive where they belong. The same apple in a different place is a different apple. The only sure security lies in diversity. If a variety will not flourish, then dispense with it. Be gentle to the root for the best fruit. We prune for form. Content follows. Pruning is a matter of IV's mind. Pruning is training with a knife. Fertility cannot be forced at the point of a blade. No one can prune unless they can train. The first graft was a work of nature. Pound wood, graft, part fitted to part. A bud may be bent rather than broken. Trees are slow to forgive injustices. Blossom hangs in tresses. The life of any variety is the sum total of the lives of all the individual trees. A general rule, broadleaves, sweet fruit. Some fruit must sit for months before it releases its inner sweetness. Some apples are best before the fruit gets sleepy. Some apples are best eaten from the tree. Some apples are beautiful on the table. Some apples survive in name alone. We will never taste the Tucut's egg or the Tuchat's egg. I will never know how to pronounce that. Elegant trees feature odd branches. Contra nature, sap can be diffused equitably. Sap is the bond of union. Good health is a kind of symmetry. The vertical seeks to steal vitality from the horizontal. To gain youth, you must preserve the shoots nearest the roots. Direct the roots with a care for the prevailing wind. Small trees have weak anchors and require to be staked. Leave a gap under your hedge so the frost can escape. It is necessary to balance fruit bearing, wood making. A fruit tree is like a pensioner. It relies on the support of its roots. James Grieve gave over violas and pansies for apples. In some traditions, a bride would bring a graft to our wedding to add to her husband's stock. Even in the glens and corries, there are scattered crab apples planted by shepherds. Scotland lies at the margin of fruit production. Therein lies its fascination. There are natural orders of succession. To the gnarled British crab was added Roman sweetness and Norman girth. The most northerly eating apples in these isles, the cool blush of Ross-shire. The anarcha, which still grows around Naples, as an apple Pliny enjoyed. Some varieties were brought here by returning exiles, other by immigrants. At harvest, the pickers were made to sing to prove they were not eating. As well as levelers and diggers, there were woodwards, or a wood ward, planting orchards for the relief of the poor.